I was lucky enough not to be a direct victim of it, but I've known many who were direct victims. But whether you were a direct or an indirect victim, you were a victim of it. So I've always lived with fear. My parents have always lived with fear. When we go to school, they are just so scared that we wouldn't return back home, because sometimes you bomb the hospitals, you bomb the schools, so you bomb the buses you're traveling. So it has always been a very scary, vulnerable history that we share as Sri Lankans. A lot of people share it, everyone share it. But for the direct victims, I think it was just much more harder than I can ever imagine, because their everyday life was about bombshellings, and how every minute of your life was so precious to you because you don't know if you would live another minute.
As someone who grew up in war and who's seen, doesn't it get to a point where it seems almost normal, the daily violence and conflict? And how do you overcome that once the war stops?
When the war is over, it doesn't mean that your mindset has changed all of a sudden. The fear is still there. When you sit in a bus, you always suspect the person who's next to you or the bag that he carries, which might look suspicious. I think that suspicion still goes on, and it is very much instilled in us still. And that is why even in a very normal day-to-day arguments, we sometimes call each other names that we used to did back then when the war was going on. I think it just comes back in a second, and you don't even know that, because it's just inside. You haven't really come over it. You haven't made an effort to make an internal change within you to actually look in to the people in a different way. And that's why we still keep having these conversations, those interviews with each other, just to figure out how to get over this, how to get people move past this.
It's been 7 years since the war ended in Sri Lanka. What are the challenges that you feel remain?
We have very manipulative politics in the country, which actually keeps repeating the issues we had back then. The Sinhalese and Tamils were fighting. Right now, the political agendas are as such, which makes Sinhalese and Muslims fight with each other. It's just few years that the war has been ended, and people has already started to forget the lesson of it, the lesson that the war actually taught us. There are many root causes that haven't been addressed, starting from the school system to parents to the society. Changing the mindsets of the people is a really hard task. That is the greatest challenge I see, to actually make people understand that we all are human at the end of the day. Despite of all our differences, we have the same nationality. We love our country equally. I think the most hardest thing is to make people realize that we are human.